This is KNKX News. Major League Baseball has a new plan to try to start the season amid the coronavirus pandemic. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Art, what does this plan look like?
Major League Baseball owners need revenue and players need income, so they're trying to devise a workable plan that may start in mid-June with a spring training in the home cities, and 3 weeks later, a regular season starts somewhere in the first week of July. There's no policy or procedures outlined publicly. They just have to have the outlines of a plan accepted by the union. And in no case will there be fans in the stands. And this also represents a departure from an earlier discussion about having all the teams play in hubs, either one in Arizona or Arizona, Florida, or Arizona, Florida, and Texas. But even playing on their home fields comes with a lot of problems.
Well, right. And you mentioned that the union needs to approve whatever plan is presented. Have you heard early reaction, or what are some of the problems with the plan?
The union's foremost responsibility in this is player health and safety. So they've got to see a plan that accounts for all sorts of contingencies. And a very simple one is to try to see if the owners have an answer to the question, what happens if one player tests positive? Because if that player tests positive, then there probably is going to have to be a quarantine, not only of his teammates, but of the other team and all the workers who help stage the game. It's a real complicated thing if there's one single positive test. And then if that player has traveled to another city to play another series, maybe he's exposed that team to the virus. And I don't know if MLB has an answer other than testing daily. And a lot of people might say, is that where our very limited testing kits should go, to players playing a non-essential game?
Well, I understand the league has to keep trying to salvage the season in some way. But to use a baseball term, are they just spitballing here?
I think that's a very good term, Kirsten. I think that's just about what we're doing here. It's more sophisticated than that. They really are trying, and I agree with you that they've got a business to run. They've got to consider all outcomes, including the optimal one, that the infection rate has dwindled around the country. But just imagine if you're a player in the union and your team is flying into a city that's had a sudden outbreak. It's become a hotspot. Do you want to go into that city? That's the kind of division that's in the union, because there's a lot of veteran players who've made a lot of money who will say, like Mike Trout has, that's really a high risk. I don't think I want to do that. But there's a whole bunch of players, in fact, the vast majority of them, who are going to be 1, 2, or 3 year guys in the major leagues, who can't go without this vital year of a paycheck. And they're going to want to take the risks because they may never get this reward again. So the union is a little divided, and I think the ownership was a little overly optimistic. As much as I'd like to see baseball resume, I think this is really a high-risk maneuver fraught with so many complicating consequences here that I don't know that baseball can pull it off. But I am eager for them to try, and I'm eager to see how this proposal plays out with the union next week.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.